This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that cultural pillars like language, literature, art and spirituality shape our nation's identity. He emphasized that while the country is moving forward on the path of development, it remains deeply rooted in self-respect, self-confidence and self-pride. Speaking at the International Abhidhamma Divas program in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister pointed towards the teachings of Lord Buddha. He appealed to the world to find solutions not in war, but in teachings of Lord Buddha, which paved the path of peace. He said, guided by the wisdom of Lord Buddha, the country's development roadmap will bring unprecedented and positive changes. He said the country is charting a new course for growth by following Buddha's timeless teachings. President Draupadi Murmu reached in Malawi in the final leg of a week-long visit to three African nations. This is the first ever visit by a president of India to Malawi. On arrival, the president was accorded a very warm ceremonial welcome. During her three-day stay in Malawi, the president will hold bilateral meetings with the country's top leadership and meet the Indian diaspora. The Supreme Court today upheld by 4-1 majority the constitutional validity of Section 6A of the Citizenship Act 1955 related to the grant of Indian citizenship to immigrants in Assam. This provision, introduced in 1985 as part of the Assam Accord, sets the framework for granting citizenship to certain migrants in Assam. The government has set up a pavilion on Digital India Innovation Zone at the ongoing India Mobile Congress 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. DG, Society for Applied Microwave Electronics Engineering and Research, Dr. P. Hanumanth Rao, told Akashvani that they are displaying the first-of-a-kind terahertz wireless link developed in collaboration with IIT Madras, Guwahati and Patna, transmitting data over the air. Addressing a symposium on emerging trends and technologies in the broadcasting sector at the Congress, Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said that broadcasters have a big responsibility to give correct information and quality content to people. He mentioned that the Union Cabinet has recently approved setting up of 730 new private radio channels in 234 new cities. The government has decided to reduce the existing time limit for advance reservations in trains from 120 days to 60 days. In a circular, Ministry of Railway said the new rule will come into effect from the 1st of next month. However, all the bookings done up to the 31st of October this year will remain intact. The ministry said there will be no change in the case of limit of 365 days for foreign tourists. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heavy rainfall will continue over Kerala, Karnataka, Mahi and Lakshadweep during the next 4 to 5 days. Light to moderate rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Goa, central Maharashtra, Puducherry, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Telangana has also been forecast during the week. The cyclonic depression over Bay of Bengal has weakened into a well-marked low-pressure area and lay over south coastal Andhra Pradesh earlier this morning. Cyclonic effect is likely to bring heavy rainfall in south interior Karnataka for the next 7 days. After a two-day break in Chennai and districts of North Tamil Nadu, situation is returning to normalcy with schools and colleges being reopened. On to sports now. In Denmark Open Badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will take on China's Han Yui in the pre-quarterfinals of the women's singles in Odense this afternoon. Sindhu advanced to the round of 16 after her Taipei opponent, Pai Yu Po, retired midway through the game in the opening match. In cricket, New Zealand were 120 for 1 against India on the second day of the first test match in Bengaluru when reports last came in. Earlier, India were bundled out for a paltry 46 runs in the first innings. This is the third lowest test score for India and also their lowest total in a home test. And Valmiki Jayanti is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. The day marks the birth anniversary of Adi Kavi Maharishi Valmiki, the author of Ramayana. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have extended greetings on the occasion. And that is the end of this news bulletin.